patient named Tammy Wilkins, W-I-L-K-I-N-S, date of birth 4/22 of 63, date of service 2/5/24. This is a 60-year-old female patient. She's here with a possible bladder infection, kidney infection. She describes symptoms such as a suprapubic tenderness. She does have some mild dysuria as well, and she also has bilateral flank pain over her kidneys. These symptoms have been going on almost a week now, gradually getting a bit worse. Period, new paragraph, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Period, new paragraph. On exam, blood pressure is 130 over 76, pulse 91, respirations 18, temperature 97.7, current weight 130. Allergies to penicillin, sulfa, and Flexeril. Current medications include valacyclovir, pantoprazole, paroxetine. Medical history, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, HSV2, surgical history, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, and she has prior kidney stones as well. Social history, she does smoke cigarettes, 1/4 a pack of cigarettes on a daily basis, negative for drugs or alcohol, period, new paragraph. Labs today include a urinalysis. It did show protein and plus 3 blood, period, new paragraph. Leukocytes as well, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert-oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears within normal limits. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and all quadrants. It is non-tender, but suprapubic. She does have some tenderness. Also, examination of flank area bilaterally. She does have some tenderness when I palpate over the kidneys. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Urinary tract infection. Patient will receive Rocephin, 1 gram as an injection, to be followed by Cipro, 500 milligrams BID for 5 days, number 10. Period, new paragraph. She used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor her symptoms, and then return to clinic if needed.